Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Kim Kardashian is absolutely terrified that Kanye West is going to drag her family deeper into the Diddy scandal.
Fuck Kanye West, I hate that man. Plus I seen the nigga at one of the pop parties just sucking in the bathroom.
Sean Diddy Combs is fighting for his life. With his sex trafficking trial underway and his billion-dollar business empire in tatters, Diddy's three-decade reign at the top of the entertainment industry is facing major scrutiny. Celebrities everywhere are scrambling to hide their history with the so-called diddler, with one big exception. Kanye West, aka Ye, has become Diddy's most fierce defender even as the allegations and lawsuits pile up. And he's ready to drag his ex-wife Kim Kardashian into the middle of the biggest scandal Hollywood has ever seen. That's why I'm doing a comprehensive breakdown of every single link between Kanye, Kim, and Diddy to get to the bottom of their insanely twisted relationship. Just how far back do Kanye's ties to Diddy go? What's the dark secret behind the Kardashians' decades-long relationship with Diddy? And what was really going on with Diddy's mentorship of one of the industry's biggest pop icons? We've even gone through countless social media posts and legal documents to give you the most up-to-date info on Ye and Diddy's super complicated friendship. Why is Kanye hell-bent on trying to get Diddy out of jail and willing to risk his family in the process? Finally, we're gonna look at all the ways that Kanye and Kim might be connected to Diddy's current legal issues and how Diddy's fall from grace might drag them down with him.
Kim, it sounds like you might be having a little bit of a hard time just figuring it out. Do you need some help?
Before Kanye was ever famous, Diddy was one of his biggest heroes. In the early 2000s, Kanye was an up-and-coming music producer with dreams of being a rapper. Ye established himself as one of the hottest beatmakers in the industry by working closely with Jay-Z's label Rockefeller Records. While Ye was successful behind the scenes, his real ambition was to have his very own record deal and release his own music. Meanwhile, Jay-Z's longtime associate Diddy had his own label, Bad Boy. Diddy had gone from being a record executive to a Grammy Award-winning, chart-topping artist with his own fashion line and a lucrative TV deal. Diddy's rise from producer to one of the biggest celebrities in the game was exactly what Kanye wanted for himself. After dropping his debut album, The College Dropout, in 2004, Kanye became a straight-up Grammy Award-winning superstar, just like his idol. Kanye and Diddy became peers as both men were celebrated as hip-hop royalty. They were frequently pictured at parties together before officially collaborating on Diddy's 2006 song, Everything I Love. In 2007, Diddy and Ye even took pictures with Prince William and Prince Harry at an event honoring their late mother, Princess Diana. Diddy even credited Kanye with making him fall back in love with hip-hop after attending one of Ye's concerts in 2009. Quote, "The other night I go to the Kanye West concert and I'm going there to see Kanye do his thing. I don't have anything but high expectations. The concert changed my life. I won't lie, I was so impressed and inspired. It was beautiful and I fell in love with hip-hop again." When it comes to Ye and Diddy's bromance, the inspiration was clearly mutual. But maybe the biggest influence Diddy had on Kanye West was his connection to Kim Kardashian.
I definitely protected him, and I still will.
Around the same time Ye was rising to fame, Kim was toiling away as Paris Hilton's assistant. That is until a sex tape featuring her and R&B singer Ray J was released in 2007, catapulting Kim to notoriety. It's been alleged that Kim's momager, Kris Jenner, deliberately leaked the tape in order for her daughter to achieve fame. While Kim and Kris have denied those allegations, Kim Kardashian went from organizing Paris Hilton's closet to becoming one of the biggest reality TV stars of all time. Diddy, meanwhile, had become infamous for throwing insane parties.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
For himself and other Hollywood celebrities, and somewhere around that time, Kim and Diddy crossed paths. In fact, Diddy has a well-documented history with Kris Jenner. Diddy's made multiple appearances on Kris's talk show where he admitted that he had a long-time crush on her. Kris is even known to have helped Diddy launch his very own TV network, Revolt. But the Kardashian-Diddy connections don't end there, because it turns out that Diddy had a close relationship with another member of the Kardashian clan while they were still underage. Of all the Kardashian sisters, the one with the closest known ties to Diddy is Kim's younger sister, Khloe. In an old clip with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Scott Disick reveals that Khloe was sent to go on tour with Diddy when she was just 16 years old.
I definitely was drinking at 16.
Yeah, Khloe was on tour with Puff when she was 16.
What are you doing, son? Jesus. And in Khloe's own show, Cocktails with Khloe, she invited Diddy as a special guest where she opened up about her formative experiences working for him.
I just remember I was young and I had so much, you're Puff Daddy. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I don't even know what I did. I just remember I would always be in the studio running around, but it taught me discipline.
Look, it's perfectly possible that everything was professional here, but given the allegations circling Diddy regarding drugs and minors, it's hard to not be disturbed by this information. In a 2014 episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe even talks about leaving a Diddy party at 5:30 in the morning that Justin Bieber was apparently in attendance for.
I think half the people there were butt naked. You would have loved it.
That same year, Khloe was in an on and off again relationship with New York rapper French Montana, who was also signed to Diddy's label Bad Boy. In fact, the only reason why Khloe and French met in the first place was because Diddy introduced them.
I hit up Puff. I'm like, yo, you got her number? And Puff sent that text like, yo, French wants your number. She was like, give it to him.
It's safe to say that Diddy played a very active role in the Kardashians' lives, including Kanye's whirlwind marriage to Kim. In 2012, Kanye released a song Cold where he publicly shot a shot at Kim just as her marriage with her ex-husband Chris Humphries fell apart.
And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Around the same time she had fell in love with him.
In order to declare his love for Kim, Kanye decided to sample a Diddy song from 1997 called Looking At Me. But Ye's sampling decision might have been much more than an Easter egg. In 2022, Ye made a surprise appearance at the BET Awards to present Sean Diddy Combs with the Lifetime Achievement Award. And in a bizarre rambling speech, Kanye praised Diddy and spoke about how he used to look up to him as his hero.
I just need to meet this man. This is my favorite artist. You see what I'm saying? Favorite artist. Everything. Not specifically production, the drip. Back then it was so many rules to hip hop and he broke all of them.
But Ye also made a super revealing comment about how Diddy might have a huge influence on his marriage to Kim.
I go to him for advice to this day. He inspires so many of my choices. So many of my life choices. My wife choices.
To hear Kanye tell it, Diddy might be the reason why he married Kim in the first place. And given Diddy's super close ties to Kris Jenner and the entire Kardashian family, it's not hard to believe. But when you dig a little deeper, you start to see some pretty disturbing connections between Kim, Diddy, Kanye, and none other than Justin Bieber.
Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Now, I already mentioned before how Khloe Kardashian claimed that she was at a butt-naked Diddy party with Justin Bieber. But Diddy's relationship to Justin goes way back to when he was just 15 years old. In 2009, Justin posted a video to his YouTube page called 48 Hours with Diddy.
Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives. Where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose.
For years, Diddy was seen as one of Justin's industry mentors. The two of them were frequently pictured together, and sometimes Justin referred to
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Diddy as his big brother. When Justin was just 19 years old, he was also seen partying shirtless with Diddy at an Atlanta nightclub. In 2016, Justin posted a series of photos to his IG page where he posed with Kanye, Diddy, and his manager Scooter Braun, captioned, quote, "Uncle Puff and Yeezy giving thanks to Jesus." Kim was also seen in those very same backstage photos. Diddy's years-long association with Justin has just recently come under tons of scrutiny, and while there hasn't been any confirmation that anything illegal happened between them, Justin's frequent presence by Diddy's side has made a ton of fans very uncomfortable. But it also turns out that the Kardashian family played a major role in Justin Bieber's career. Kris Jenner's longtime partner Corey Gamble actually began his career as a tour manager. In fact, one of his most prominent clients was none other than Justin Bieber. Corey also had a close personal relationship with Diddy's former partner Kim Porter, who passed away in 2018. In 2020, Corey acknowledged Kim Porter's birthday by making an IG post captioned, quote, "Thank you for all you and Diddy did for my life." The fact that Corey had ties to Diddy, Justin Bieber, and the Kardashians wasn't lost on Kanye, who spoke out against Corey in 2022. In a since-deleted post on Ye's IG page, he wrote, quote, "God has a plan to remove the godless Corey, needed to never be here anyways. A nice person who used to be around Puff's family and then got around to Justin Bieber, and then when Chris got divorced, he slid in." Even Kanye seemed uncomfortable with the situation, which is kinda wild because usually Ye's the one making everyone else uncomfortable. But once the allegations against Diddy started coming in, Kim and Kanye started reacting to the news in drastically different ways.
Cause ain't none of y'all stand up for me. Ain't nobody stop. Shut up. Be quiet before you get exiled.
Kim and the rest of the Kardashian family started strategically distancing themselves from all things Diddy related. Despite a history with Diddy that goes back damn near two decades, Kim quietly unfollowed him on social media in March of 2024, just days before the federal agents raided Diddy's Miami and LA mansions. Reports have circulated that the Kardashians are in full-on panic mode over the Diddy scandal. Insider sources have said that while the family acknowledges attending some of Diddy's glamorous parties, they haven't been a part of the notorious freak-offs that are at the center of his sex trafficking trial. And I don't know about you guys, but Khloé saying that she was at a naked party, I don't know if I would describe that as glamorous, but to each his own. While Kim is trying everything she can to not be associated with Diddy, her ex-husband Kanye West is doing the exact opposite. Ye has emerged as Diddy's most vocal and prominent celebrity supporter. Just 1 month after Diddy's homes were raided, Kanye posted a remix to the song Like That, where he dissed Drake, J. Cole, and affirmed his love for Diddy's clothing line, Sean John. Can't stop, won't stop, I just put your bitch in a Sean John tank top. Then in February of 2025, Ye doubled down by releasing a custom Free Puff merch collection to his website. He took to X to defend Diddy, saying, quote, "All these celebrity niggas and bitches is pussy if you watch our brother rot and never say shit." Just a week later, Ye posted the screen grabs from a security camera that appears to show Diddy violently attacking his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. While Diddy has already released a public apology for the video, Ye decided to weigh in with his own opinion. Quote, "When a man truly loves a woman, he may express it in rage. I empathize with both sides. You have to truly be in love to get to the point of risking everything." Whatever you say, bro. Goddamn. Ye also posted, "Hey, question if someone were to beat up their girlfriend in public."
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Would that be considered domestic violence, or is that outdoor violence, or is it just public indecency? I'm just asking for a friend. The crazy thing is that Kanye really isn't even trying to deny the allegations against Diddy. Instead, he's basically trying to say that even if Diddy did commit crimes, it doesn't matter. Kanye also called Diddy his twin and publicly begged President Trump to free his brother Puff. Ye even tried to convince Kendrick Lamar to shout "Free Puff" while performing at the Super Bowl. Quote, "Kendrick Lamar needs to scream 'Free Puff' from the Super Bowl stage and we will all know why." And honestly, I don't really know why, but again, to each his own. But while Kanye was rage tweeting his love for an alleged sex trafficker, Kim Kardashian stayed absolutely silent. She probably thought that she could ignore Kanye's antics long enough to where it wouldn't involve her. That is, until Kanye dragged her daughter into the mess. In March of 2025, Ye released a brand new song called Lonely Roads Go to Sunshine, and let's just say the track featured an interesting lineup of guest stars. Lonely Roads featured appearances from Diddy's son, Justin King Combs, Ye, and Kim's daughter, Northwest, and a feature from the incarcerated Bad Boy boss himself, Diddy. Lonely Roads contains snippets of a jail call between Diddy and Ye, where Diddy thanks him for his support, while Ye tells Diddy,
I love you so much, man. It's like, you raised me. Even when I didn't know you.
As soon as the news drops that Kanye had put their 11-year-old daughter on a song with Diddy, Kim sprang into action. She filed a cease and desist against Lonely Roads while Kanye posted private texts between them. In those texts, Ye flat out demands Kim amend the trademark around Northwest's name. Quote, amend it or I'm going to war and neither of us will recover from the public fallout. You're going to have to kill me. Shortly afterward, news broke that Kanye planned to hang out with Andrew and Tristan Tate, both whom have been accused of trafficking crimes in Romania. And while the Tate brothers have denied the charges, Kim acted quickly to remove North from Ye's custody before the Tate brothers could arrive. But Ye wasn't done yet. He targeted Cassie Ventura on social media, alleging that she tried to extort Diddy by demanding $30 million in exchange for her not releasing a tell-all book. Cassie hit back by reposting a tweet from Ye's former protege, Playboi Carti, that read, quote, Ye, STFU. According to reports, Cassie is slated to testify against Diddy this summer during his federal trial, and Ye seems determined to undermine her credibility. But the question everyone wants to know is if Kim and Kanye will face legal consequences of their own, and if Diddy's downfall might drag them down too.
Ew, this is so cringe. Guilty.
Since Diddy's federal trial started, there's been tons of speculation regarding who else might find themselves in the prosecutor's line of fire. I've already done a full breakdown of what you should expect to happen in the courtroom, including reports that an arson attack targeting Kanye's protege, Kid Cudi, could play a big part in the trial. But Kanye himself is dealing with a lawsuit from his former assistant, Lauren Piscata, who claimed,
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
That she was drugged and assaulted by Ye at a studio session that was also hosted by Sean Combs. The lawsuit was filed in October of 2024 and also contains additional allegations that Ye subjected her to constant sexual harassment and that she suffered from PTSD because of Kanye's treatment of her. Ye's lawyers have responded by accusing Piscata of blackmail and extortion, claiming that she asked for a $4 million salary and that she tried to use sexual coercion. But this lawsuit might just be the least of Kanye's worries. In a series of tweets earlier this past March, Kanye also accused Kim Kardashian of being a sex trafficker. While Kim hasn't responded to Ye's allegations, it's very possible that his wild, out-of-pocket tweets could lead him to legal retaliation from not only Kim, but the entire Kardashian family. But could Ye's passionate defense of Diddy also get him dragged into the courtroom? It seems like Diddy's legal team might even be paying close attention to Ye's tweets. After Kanye accused Cassie Ventura of extortion, Diddy's lawyers sent her a subpoena demanding access to all her drafts of her supposed tell-all book. While Cassie attempted to fight these demands, Judge Arun Can we get a new judge with an easier fucking name to say? Subramanian. While Cassie attempted to fight these demands, Judge Arun Subramanian ruled that Diddy's lawyers could have access to an early draft of Cassie's unreleased memoir. According to reports, Diddy's attorneys are hoping to find discrepancies in Cassie's memoir that don't line up with her testimony. Diddy also reportedly rejected a plea deal offered by the government, while his lawyer Mark Agnifilio insisted that his client had not committed any crimes. Instead, Agnifilio claimed that Diddy was merely a swinger and that his alleged freak-off parties were entirely consensual. On April 29th, Diddy's lawyers even floated an entirely new defense strategy where they claimed that their client might not have been, quote, mentally capable of committing crimes due to his use of drugs, which is a crime. but whatever. And I don't know if that's how this works out. I mean, if you get pulled over for a DUI, you can't tell the cop, hey, I wasn't mentally capable of committing this crime. To each his own. Again, Diddy's attorneys are definitely throwing everything they can at the wall to defend their client. But will Diddy claiming that he was a swinger be enough to throw off the feds' allegations that he was a sex trafficker? With Kanye on a crash out mission and still in Diddy's corner, it's only a matter of time before more secrets get spilled. And seeing as how Diddy's relationship with Kanye and Kim dates back to nearly 25 years, I'm betting that we're about to hear a ton more stories about their history together. So stay locked in, because things are only going to heat up from here.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.